I interviewed Tom Prophet on December 3rd, 1998. What is your full name?
Middleton. Thomas Francis Prophet.
Did you have a nickname as you were growing up?
Yeah.
What was it and why did they call you that?
I was called Tweak all the way through school. And when I was little, there was an old neighbor who used to call me Tupaliopu, and when I was about two years old, and that went on to Tweak later on.
Where were you born and when?
Ishpeming Hospital in 72339.
Who was the oldest person you can remember in your family as a child? What do you remember about them?
Well, as far back as I can remember, I can remember my mother when I was little.
Okay. What do you remember about
that? Well, I just remember, I don't know. I remember being in the back seat of the car one time. Me and my sister and my mother and dad were in the front seat, and I must have did something. I remember my dad was on.
What would you consider to be the most important inventions that you have been, that have been made during your lifetime?
Inventions, yes.
Computer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can remember when the television came out, and computer is probably going to be the greatest invention ever. A lot of new things on cars that were invented, like computerized engines and all that.
How is the world now different from what it was like when you were a child?
When we were a child, it was a pretty slow pace. The transportation was very poor. Not everybody had automobiles that were trustworthy. The roads were real poor. And it was a slow place, very slow pace. Life was slower, and now it's more hectic and do more things.
Do you remember not having enough food to eat because times were hard for your family?
Yeah.
So wondering why.
Well, I remember growing up probably in the early 40s, and say what my dad had left, and we were living on very small wages, and I remember that sometimes it was maybe only oatmeal or bread to eat, and we used to get raw milk from the neighbors, so we always had milk. And, it was probably right at the beginning of World War II also, not only my dad left them.
What were your favorite childhood games?
Well, we used to play a lot of baseball around the neighborhood in the summertime and basketball in the wintertime. So I suppose those were the most favorite going from the kids around the neighborhood in Greenfield at the time. But we always played together with the kids in the neighborhood.
What were your schools like?
Well, when I was first started school, it was probably, I thought, the most modern building in the world. I've never been to big cities or anything, so the schools were probably real good when I was going to school.
What school did you go to?
National Mine, 12 years.
How did you get to school?
On the bus. Otto Anderson used to have a bus, and he'd pick us up and bring us home.
How long was the ride?
Almost 6 miles, but it depends on what route you took. Sometimes maybe in the bus almost an hour.
What subject in school was always the easiest for you?
None of them were easy. I used to like shop classes. I wasn't always the best student.
Did you you make up projects or did you draw?
Yeah, we did made a lot of little things in shop classes, and I remember making a cupboard for my mother and end table with a lamp on it and different things.
Do you have a college degree? If so, what was your plan?
No, I don't.
Do you like school?
Not always. I always thought school was boring. And I didn't like homework, so I was probably a kind of a poor student, but now when you're looking back, I wish I would have studied harder.
Yeah. What did you usually wear to school in Finland?
Well, it was always hand-me-down clothes. It was usually jeans and shoes with galoshes in the winter time and tassel caps and probably some kind of a shirt or pullover shirt, whatever.
Did you have to wear anything?
We could wear anything we wanted.
Were there any fads during your youth that you vividly remember? Remember what the fads were?
I remember when jeans first came out. I was probably 14 years old or something like that.
What did you wear before then?
We used to wear kind of like, well, we had jeans, but they weren't the newer jeans. They used to be, I can't remember what they were called, Levi's or something. And they were lower on the hips and tighter pants, you know, tighter legs. I remember when those came out, everybody was, there was a big fad. Girls had them, black and white shoes. Younger.
Remember like when you were like, that was in your teen years?
Yeah. Then that Elvis Presley era started when I was in junior high or just getting into high school. And I remember some of the kids were wearing starting Elvis Presley style haircuts with the zip on the top, crooked on the top and then on the sides.
Do you remember any stories about the school years?
Stories?
Like anything that happened, like in school?
I remember when I first started school in first grade, how I was scared that the seniors used to initiate the freshmen coming to school. I was in first grade and they used to drag them under the water pump to pump water on them. For initiation in school, I remember I was scared silly over that happening. But most of the days at school were pretty good. We used to play basketball outside, baseball in summer months.
How long have you been married?
36 years.
How many children did you have?
Three boys.
What were their names and birthplaces?
And the oldest one is James Thomas, and he's born in Michigan. John Francis, the second boy, he was born in Michigan, and Jeffrey Richard, the youngest, was born in Michigan.
Where do they live now?
Well, Jim and Jeff live in Ishkin, and John the middle one lives in Wisconsin. Where's that place in Wisconsin John moved to? Appleton, Wisconsin.
What did you find most rewarding about being a parent?
Most rewarding? Well, it's fun to see your children grow up and be adults and go to school and get good jobs and have to be decent.
How did you first hear that you were a grandparent and how did you feel about it?
I remember when my youngest boy got married and I had a first child, a grandchild was a boy, and I could hardly believe it. A little grandson. Mm-hmm. It's kind of exciting.
As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I don't know. I think I want to work on cars and all that. I used to like mechanic work and that type of work. I used to help the neighbor do excavation work when I was in high school. I used to like that kind of work. Yeah. My mother begged and pleaded for me to go to college. I said, no more school for me. So I had to do those type of labor jobs.
What was your first job? Do you remember? What did you do?
Yeah, I worked for a body shop. And 2 weeks before I graduated from high school, I went and looked for a job. And Bob Barton in Michigan with a gold printing and stuff. He had a body shop there. And I was out looking for work. And somebody told me to go there. He was looking for something. You could start there. Anyways. I went there and asked if I could start that evening. So to this day I'm still doing body work. And that was in May of 1957.
What kind of jobs have you had?
Well, I've done mostly body work. In 1978 I was having back trouble, so I thought I'd find something easier, so I bought an insurance agency, which I still have, but between the insurance agency and the body shop. I started the insurance agency in 1978, so the body work almost 10 years before I switched anything. Then I went back full-time body shop in 83, and then I worked as a caretaker at the church camp in the summer. I still work.
How did you decide your career?
Just by chance, I just started working and never quit, that's all. I started my career as stuff when my cousin was working at Oak Rapids plant. He told me to go to the body shop and get a job, and I didn't mind doing body work because my uncle used to work on cars doing body work, and I used to like doing that, so I found it kind of exciting to do body work.
You like doing that?
Yeah.
What wars have been fought during your lifetime? How did you feel about that?
Well, I remember World War II was going on, and I remember my uncles were in the army. My uncle was Ted, Roy and Ted were in the army, and I remember when Roy came home, and I used to write letters to the soldiers. I didn't know how to write, but I was sending letters out to the soldiers in the army. I'd hand them to them, and he'd just take them, I suppose, throw them away. But I remember when Roy came home from the army and was sleeping, and he fell in the same bed that I was in. Woke up in the night, and I was going to get out of bed, and he reached over and grabbed me by the arm. And he had been wounded in the service. I remember that. That night, I woke up. I remember my wife and I came home from World War II. Even at the train station, I just remember a man walking in the uniform, but I don't remember any more than that. But I remember when the war ended, everybody was banging on pots with spoons and everything and all that. And then the Korean War was fought in the 50s, if I remember right, and then the Vietnam War. So those were the Iraqi wars and later.
How did you feel about them?
Well, I just felt whatever the government felt had to be done. Maybe lights wars and some of it's true fault to protect that thing, and I guess they have to do.
If you served in the military, were you ever injured in the military?
No, I never had to serve in the military. I was supporting my sisters and mother just before Vietnam War, so they deferred me. Deferment was over. They weren't going to take married men, even though they didn't have children. And then when they decided to take married men that didn't have children, I turned 26. I knew that.
Where have you lived as an adult? What's the place you've been in?
Well, I lived on County Road 581 from my very little youth until October 13th, 1962, when I got married and moved to Humboldt, and I've been here ever since. How's that? How's that?
What major illnesses or health problems do you remember having as a child?
I remember having chicken pox, and those weren't major, but I remember I had my tonsils out when I was in second grade, and in the hospital I remember them putting something over my face and fighting to get it off, and there was a teeth and a mask, and I was sitting asleep for the next day, really sick. I didn't have my appendix out when I was a senior in high school.
Has any of your other brothers or sisters had, or brothers had, any health problems or major illnesses?
I have three sisters, so none of them really had any problems.
How are the chicken pox sort of cured? What kind of medicine?
They used to just put some kind of salve on them. I don't remember what it was, but I remember standing on a chair and I was putting something on the chicken pox.
What things have you made throughout your lifetime that others have enjoyed?
Made anything? Like that. Well, I've made some jewelry out of bird's eye maple. Necklaces and little birds and knives, butter knives, and some bigger knives you use for cutting dough, and little cups I was giving for kids. I've always used that bird's eye maple. I'm still making things.
Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I just love doing making things out of wood. Small things, not like making big things like covers or cabinets or chairs or anything like that. I just like whittle things that you whittle part of all. Carving knife, like it.
What is the funniest practical joke you have ever played on anyone?
There's a lot of them, I like them, but I can't remember them all. One time somebody really got mad at me, was my cousin, he was deer hunting, was sitting underneath a tree, and I snuck up on him real quietly, and I picked up a big stick, and I was only about 3-4 feet away from him, and I swung that stick against the tree, and made a loud noise. He almost jumped out of his skin. He got so mad. He told me, if you ever do that again, I'll shoot you.
What?
Shouldn't put that in there. Shouldn't have said that. I don't know.
Do you have any scary stories to relate?
Well, it was a true happening in August of 1953, we went out to our home camp. There was an escaped convict sleeping in the camp, and we got him. He robbed us and held us up, and he was using me as a hostage. And he took me out, so made the other guys lay on the floor, and he shot 2 times in the camp. And he took me outside, and so the others wouldn't do anything. I was only 14 years old. Got 2 tires on one car and stole the other car. He made me stand up against a tree, and he had a flashlight shining on me with a pistol pointed at me. So that was the scariest thing I ever had. For many years after, he's had nightmares.
Not very good.
No.
Tell me about what were your childhood years like?
Well, when we were little, we didn't have much, as you've already mentioned. It was poor times, and then when we got our first car, I remember when we got our first, my grandfather built us a little house to live in. The house is still standing, but it wasn't even much of a house, but it kept us dry and kept us warm. and I used to play with the neighbors and help the neighbors cut hay for the cows in the summertime. That kind of thing. That kind of those things. I don't know if you played with bicycle people swimming in the river all the time.
What were your teen years like? Were they just the same?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Things weren't quite so bad in the teenage. We had a little bit more things. Than us kids, we had a quick room snowball and then finally went towards it. But it was, even though they're poor times, I still, I don't regret that it never happened.
Your home life?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
How many sisters and brothers did you have?
Three sisters. Barbara was a year older than I was, and Faith, who helped, but she was 2 years younger, and Thea, the youngest, was 4 years younger.
Do you have any brothers?
No, no brother.
How did the telephone change throughout the years, and like computers and telephones?
Well, I remember when we got our first telephone, there was, I think, four people on the same line, and four rings was your ring, and three rings was the neighbor's ring, and if you thought it was four rings and it was only three rings, you pick it up and the neighbor was already talking to somebody. So it was always four party lines, and sometimes six party lines, if you remember that. And it wasn't always easy to get, because somebody would be talking on the telephone, and you'd pick it up and they're talking, so they'd hang up. So the phone since then has greatly improved. And we got answering machines and fax machines and ID calling and early phone. ID calling, early phone, and communication. So that really changed.
For that, caravan one?
Pardon?
For the telephone and there's four lines, did it ring at all the houses?
Yeah. You gotta know your ring and listen close. Gonna be something maybe four shorts. If your ring was four rings, it could be four short rings, or else it could be one long ring and two short rings. So you have to remember your ring.
How about computers or like cars? How do they change?
Well, the cars now, before, when the cars were real old, you had a choke on them, you had to pull it out and pump the gas pedal and hope the car started. Now it's all computerized, you don't do anything, you just turn the key on and turn the starter on and it starts and everything's, the gas and airflow, everything is computerized. And the ignition timing and everything is so much better.
Did you notice anything different about the electricity?
Well, it's just that it's much more even. It doesn't fluctuate as much and you don't have as many problems as you did years ago. The outages.
Do you have any interesting stories about your hobbies or activities?
Well,
hunting,
oh, I've got thousands of deer hunting stories to tell, but the biggest buck I ever shot was 1976, and I always keep telling that story, and it seems like the story gets better each time you tell it, of course. The buck gets a little bigger, and it was harder to get each time. So I've always been a great fan of hunting. I turned on a real good job one time because I couldn't get deer season off. So I always remained self-employed so I could make sure you hunt in season. But we used to have a lot of fun with work at camp. It was always such an exciting time. So I was always probably a die-hard deer hunter. Yeah. Die-hard hunter, period, but mostly deer hunter.
Do you like fishing?
Yeah, I like to fish and I used to do a lot of fishing, but when it comes to time, would say, it seems like I have less and less of a settled nature that I got time to come. Even though I just love this year. Well, I mean, this person. We go to camp at the North of Champions, way up in the wilderness. A little log time in which we go to the camp. But that's the last
thing. Do you?
Hunting stars? A big buck I was just telling you about? You mean more detailed than it? Well, it was 1976, it was the second day of deer season, and I knew this big buck was in this one area. I'd been hunting him 4 years, and so the second day of season, it was real cold in the morning, and the snow was crusty, so I waited till the sun warmed up, the snow and softened up, and I started sneaking after him. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I seen another deer and I shot at him and knocked the horn off of him. 15 minutes later, then I shot the biggest buck ever. He was in some thick trees and I luckily got him. So it was not only the day that I got him, but was so exciting, but the 4 years that I spent 2 weeks a year trying to get him, and he was, I crawled on my hands and knees and in swamps and trying to sneak up on him. He was always smarter than I was. So most of the bucks I did shoot were you really have to work on them. But then there's a few that just walk up to you. And I like the ones where you have to spend the whole season trying to get them.
I Have you retired?
No, I haven't retired. I always said I'm never going to retire and work till they throw the dirt on the casket. We'll see as time goes.
What do you do now?
Well, I work the insurance office on Wednesdays and I do body work on the other 4 days of the week. In the wintertime, then in the summertime, I just work at the church camp in the office on Wednesdays.
Do you like what you do now?
Yeah. I'm having so much fun now. Why retire?
Tell me about how your job has changed over the years.
Well, when we first started fixing cars, it was just the metal was heavier on them. And used to pick the metal out and file it smooth. And now the metal is so thin, you either have to replace it or use a lot of filler on it. I don't like using too much filler because it could crack and fall off. And the paints have really changed for me. 10 times better than they were when I started in 1957. There's only lacquer now, but we want it. Fewer things now. We've got spray booths now, and we've got better spray guns, and better fresh air supplies, masks that you wear, and it blows fresh air. Years ago, we didn't use anything. It's a miracle they don't have more health problems. And so, and even the office has changed with the computer, you know, everything's stuff to look in the books for everything, but now it's all on the computer, so you just look up what you need for waiting and everything.
What kind of equipment or tools did you use when you first started your job? What do you use now?
Well, I pretty much use the same ones that I used when I first started. All the hammers, I still got my first hammer and first metal dolly block, if you call them. But I've replaced all the wrenches and everything. I had to buy a new, they all wore out. So the new ones are way better, they're not as clumsy. Now you have power sanders instead of sanding by hand, you got power sanders, and you got a power file instead of pushing a file by hand. And heat lamps for drying, and so you got many different things.
Is there a lot of new like tools?
They're constantly coming out with new input. You basically use the same. It's the same procedure.
How have cars changed, like, mechanically or
Well, I remember my first car was an old 1936 Ford, and the brakes on it, we had cables going to the rods going to the brakes, and then a car that was a few years newer than had cables going to the brakes. Then they came out with hydraulic brakes, and they still have hydraulic brakes, but now they got disc brakes, and the cars stop a lot better, and they got brakes that won't lock up, the wheels won't slide the same. And the car is now much safer. They got padded sun visors and they got door handles and all that. They got energy absorbers in the front bumper and the frames are made so that they fold up instead of just go. Instead of the passenger flying through the windshield, that car works as a cushion. So they're much, much safer. They don't explode in accidents like they did earlier years. Tires are better. I had an old 36 Ford in when I was a kid. I used to have at least one flat tire a year. Now it's rare that you get a flat tire.
What were typical problems with the car?
Back then was tires and starting and a car. Many years ago, if you got 30,000 miles on it, it was a lot. But now they go 100,000 without that now. So they made the engines and tires and everything better so that they last longer. But then you got to remember the roads are better too. Used to have a lot of dirt roads, and side roads were all dirt roads, and now they're paved, even though they're side roads.
What would you describe a major job?
You mean a repair?
Okay. What
would you do?
Like what you would do?
Well, major repair was sometime a car that was rolled over. Almost every panel on the car was dented. Sometimes you have interior damage and sometimes engine damage to cars. So, but what you did mostly was front end collisions if they hit a tree or another car hit on, and all the front components of the car were damaged. And the steering wheels were bent and the dash were bent. Looks like buckles, so it was a big major project. Restore when it goes back to lightning.
How long would it take to do that?
Well, I think they worked on a car up to maybe a month.
Is it like really hard to do?
Well, it'd be 40, 80, 120 hours probably. No, 160 hours probably in just one car. And I know if I'm going to get to longer. But if you had an 80-hour if you estimated the time to repair a car was 80 hours, it was usually a major collision.
Do you have any further comments?
Not too many. It's tough when you get old. I wish I was young enough to be back in school. Start all over again. Time flies, so we have to just accepted that we're getting older. And yeah. Well, my life has been pretty good. Thank you. Just for the last comments, one day calculated out how many years I've done body work and counted repair orders, and I've fixed approximately 4,000 cars in the 41 years that I've been doing body work.